Blog Talk Radio.
Dobro jutro. Bonjour. Good day. You're listening to Life with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but internationally. Imagine by the click of a button, discover what the world is going to have to say, and you're reaching listeners in every country in the world. The shows are archived, but let me give you the web, blogtalkradio.com. And if you want to hear any of my archive shows, Live with Kathy, eclectic topics, maybe controversial, but never, never boring, log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson. And let your voice be heard. And it could be heard today. The calling number is 347-637-3789. You're listening to Live with Kathy, sponsor-driven. But I like to think of my sponsors more of partners, and it's a learning curve. Did you know that Blog Talk Radio is a very powerful marketing tool? And it's all about you. So if you're interested in knowing more how you could be part of this consortium, of course, you could call in today at 347-637-3789. And you may call me on my landline, 847-882-8717. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me. Post Office Box 95913. Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And take this down, my web address, kathywatsonspeaks.com, CathiWatsonspeaks.com, and simplyageless.net. I've spent the last week and this week about career building, all ages, men, women, kids out of school. What is your heart's desire? You know, now, listen to me right now. I don't want to hear the chatter in the background. I'm talking to you, Susie in Boise, Idaho, Seta in California, my friends in Australia. Yeah, I'm talking to you. No, time is life. You know that Steve Jobs said that? Time is life. Spending your time with someone means giving a portion of your life to that person that you'll never get back. So why would you give a portion of your life to someone that's not worthy or constantly criticizing or demeaning, words that hurt, that doesn't acknowledge you? But then you must be exemplary in your behavior to that other in your life. You see, what you put out there is exactly what you get back. Now, I'm going to share with you and do a little sidebar. I had a situation at where I work out. And there is a guy that is, you know, he's not my favorite. And he said something related to the Silver Fox. You see, the Silver Fox is recovering from a little health challenge, and he needs to gain some weight. But we're on it. We're on it. And if any of you know a really good recipe for putting on fat weight, give me a jingle. But anyway, he made a derogatory comment, and I heard it. And it was toward Bill. I'm telling you, I wanted to get off the elliptical and strangle him. I wanted to tell him what I really thought of him. I took a deep breath. I calmed down and I said, why don't you follow your own advice? He's not worth it. He just described himself. He would like to be what Bill is right now because the guy is a fatso. And then I let it go. And with my Hungarian temper, trust me, darlings, I really had to let it go. And then it occurred to me, kill him with kindness. I don't know what type of life he had. Obviously, not a happy one. He could be brutal with his words. And I'm not excusing him. I just learned from it. So, Yaled Vachekam, I could hardly wait until he comes into the club, because I am going to go up to him and say, you didn't realize or you didn't know that Bill had a health challenge and he's recovering and he nipped it in the bud, so now we have to put some pounds on him. By the way, do you have a recipe? Is there something that you might want to suggest that would accelerate the process? You see, because with my former attitude, it could have created havoc in the gym, and all hell would have broken loose. He wasn't worth it. So really, I want you to stop and think. When you hear a derogatory remark, if you hear something, now wait a minute, when it comes to little children, I step in, I take over, how dare you? You are molding this child, and this child is our future. And what you said to him or her, you just described yourself, you jerk. I'm talking about parents and people who aren't kind to children or to anyone. So remember, your time is life. Spending your time with someone means giving a portion of your life that you'll never get back. I'm giving you a half hour four days a week. I love it. It's not my job. It's my passion. Listening to Live with Kathy, Blog Talk Radio. Call in numbers 347-637-3789. And today's show is starting your second act. Now, I told you earlier that last week it was all about career building, and this week too. And remember, on Thursday, we're going to have Tom Palladino on with Scalar Energy, electromagnetic scalar energy from the hand of God. So write that down. Be sure and listen to it, and you're able to call in. The call-in number is 347-637-3789. You know, we're living longer, not necessarily better. The quality of life eludes so many people because they don't know what to do. Maybe you want to do it, but you don't know how. Are you computer literate? You know, because you're over 50 doesn't mean you're in God's waiting room. It's a magnificent time to start your second act. I knew at the age of 7 what I wanted to do. At the age of 11, I was in heaven. And then I began to take all of the pieces, the puzzles of my life, and I became the Michelangelo of my life. Now, I am in a position to help you design your life like it's golden. Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. So many men and women, 50 and older, have turned their personal passions into successful careers. Now tell me the truth. How many of you out there stayed with corporate America for how many years? Now, I do hope one thing, that you were honorable and you were at least fair in giving as much of your time to that business as you possibly could, because you have to keep happy the man that signed your paycheck. And just turn it around. What if you owned the company? Would you hire you? You see, most people don't turn it around. They feel that they're an entitlement. If you're unhappy with corporate America or with what you're doing, you've got some soul searching to do. How do you do that? You sit quietly and cut out the chicken chatter. I don't care what your mother and father had to say. Well, of course, it has to do with your age. I'm talking about 50 and older. You're adults. You're not children anymore. Is it fearful? Not too many. I have been an entrepreneur all my life, and I wouldn't have it any other day. Change is constant, but I know you're afraid. You don't think that you have this to make it work. Well, if you don't do it, it's an automatic. Yeah, you're right. You don't have it. If you don't ask, it's an automatic no. If you don't submit, it's automatic rejection. And there are no rejections. There are no tragedies. You learn from them. There are no mistakes. So why are you afraid? Because it's habit. You don't know any other way. It's habit. You know, change is constant. It's constant every minute. You need to know when to shift your strategies to accommodate change. Long gone are the days when an employee would spend his or her entire professional life with a single company. In fact, many people today not only switch companies multiple times before retirement, but some even switch professions before retiring. What are you retiring to? Let's clarify retiring. If you're retiring from a job and you're just going to sit home and vegetate, you're inviting an early demise in this world. If you're retiring from a job to pursue your dream, you want to give birth to your dream. Ah, that's great. But now this is what comes up with the chicken chatter. As exciting as it can be to pursue a new career, men and women 50 and older know that such a decision is not without risk. I call it challenges. While younger professionals with few obligations can often handle the bump in the road on their way to a second career, older professionals seeking a similar move must consider the potential effects such a pursuit might have on their family's finances and even their retirement. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And the exciting thing is that you can. It begins with you. No guts, no glory. Do you want to give birth to your dreams? 50 and older? Stay tuned. I have the formula. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact. The Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. The contractors work hand in glove with the iron workers. Iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. This may be something that you want to share with your younger children, your grandchildren. You see, I love to create. I want to be the creator. I want to see the results of what I'm creating. I want to feel that I was part of history. Get the CD. You know how to contact me. Ironworkers, what a noble profession. We open with a bombastic fanfare to the common man, Aaron Copland, and then we transition into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the fluid movements of the swan. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Ironworkers. The mission and purpose is to introduce you to, and I want you to acknowledge, ironworkers and recognize them for they are the co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. I love illuminating the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics revealed not only in their artistry but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Now, to get in touch with Impact, they work hand in glove. The Titans, dynamic force in the building trades. To find out more about Impact, log on www.impact-net.org. And to find out about the Dom Perignon of the trades versus 4 years in college, I'm all for higher education. But what field do you want to be educated in? You see, life is not a dress rehearsal. This is it. Log on www.ironworkers.org. Remember, I hail from the world of classical ballet and haute couture. and I Married an Iron Worker. It's all in the CD. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District. They were the national gold medal winners in 2009 for excellence. And I was there today. Oh, I had a kick-tush workout. I can't imagine starting. I can't start my day without working out. Get the toxins, move all of the debris out, get a good sweat going. Ah, you just feel marvelous. And trust me, it will distress you. Rika Cuff is the director of the 50 Plus Consortium, does a wonderful job. Log on heparks.org. Looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Oh, yes. Oh, don't tell me that you don't want to turn heads. Who are you kidding, you men and women? Why not? Do you want to see glorious women? Log on to Senior Pageants. Have a computer or get someone to do it for you. And look at them. They're 60, 70, some are even 80. Did you know that the face of the age 80 is now the face of the age 50? And you could hear it all on Live with Kathy. Eclectic topics, maybe controversial, but never, never boring. And before I continue on, the tragedy of life is not death, but what we let die inside of us while we live. And that resonates with today's show, Starting Your Second Half. But if you're going to start your second half, don't you want to look good? Because if you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. It's all in the elixir of youth. Secrets of a Spleen Chicken. Move over, Padre de Leon, and all of you medical doctors, but for heaven's sakes, I'm old enough to be your nana. Maybe you should talk to me. I will enlighten you. No medication, no nothing. No, all of the methods and the techniques are unnatural. Easy to learn, fun to do, and once you've learned them, they're yours for life. And they go with you everywhere. Everywhere, everywhere. You want to start a home-based business? Get in touch with me, 847-882-8717. It shall be my pleasure. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by so many people that care about elder abuse, con and scam artists that are costing us $3 billion a year. Why? You know, the true figure is many times higher because most of these crimes go unreported out of embarrassment. Call 800-646-2283. Hey, they call you. They know about you. Oh, yeah. They're pros at Sweet Talk, promising a solution to a problem. Companionship for lonely hearts. What to do? Hang up, call the police. Do not. Promise me, do not give out any personal information, no social security number, where you live. Call the fraud hotline, 800-646-2283. Thank you, ARP. You know what? This Brady guy with the NFL, is it Jim or Ty? I don't know, the football player. He got suspended for lying. Let's see, he's not going to play. I don't know what they did. What are they doing about domestic abuse? I don't care. Verbal, emotional. Left unchecked can be brutal, even deadly. And let's call domestic abuse violence what it really is. It's a crime. And hey, guys, it's time for you to let your voices be heard. Huh? What are you so... What is the cat got your tongue? Would you want your mother, sister, brother, daughter, anyone, cousin, friend, to be a victim of abuse, get involved. And children are at the effect of domestic abuse. It will scar them for life. They are our future. And adult, elder abuse. The Illinois Domestic Hotline number is 877-863-6338. Or you could call the National at 800-799-7233. PSAs have been brought to you by the Contributing Authors and Choices. Get the book. It's nonfiction. The e-book is nonfiction. It's all about you, your life. Chuck Brazelton, providing insurance and financial services. Rhea Schmidt, Who I Am and Where Am I Going? Kathy Watson, Through the Years, What is Your Greatest Freedom? And In Memoriam, Bonnie Rooks, Lee Patrick, Bev Gosset, and Helen, my sister. They're all with us in spirit. Spirit. Live with Kathy. My pleasure. Do you want to be part of the consortium? You know how to reach me. By the way, the call-in number is 347-637-3789. And you could call me on my landline, 847-882-8717. And darlings, I know that I talk fast, but there's so much that I want to get into the program, and I don't want to bore you to death with a slow, monotonous voice. The show is archived, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, and click on any of the dates, especially these last 2 weeks. This is awesome. Can you see what it is that you want to create? Can you see it? Abraham Maslow said, a musician must make music. An artist must paint. A poet must write. If they are to be ultimately at peace with themselves, what a man can be, he must be. You've heard me say this time and time again. We are responsible for our lives. Nothing happens by chance. We are given the gift of writing our own stories. If we don't focus on our thinking, we bring confusion into our lives. In Proverbs, where there is no vision, people perish. A vision gives the big picture of life, like a roadmap to the future. You're over 50. What do you want to do? Sit down. Open your heart and your mind. Let go of the chicken chatter. This is your life. It's about you. You know what? You have to see it in your mind's eye. Without a vision, we live in the short term or by the wishes and demands of others. What did I get through telling you? Time is life. Spending your time with someone means giving a portion of your life to that person, even your job that you'll never get back. A vision gives us energy and passion. It gives life meaning and direction. When times are difficult, it's a learning process. A vision gives the inspiration to keep going. The difference between a dreamer and a visionary is that the visionary takes steps to make the dream happen. It's your choice. Can you give birth to your dreams? Can you? We all have dreams. What we do with our dreams is as individual as our fingerprints. Dreams of happiness, for instance, can take many forms. For one, it may take the form of being an actor or actress. It may be that a person wants to become a physician, a psychologist, or maybe even a minister. And I can't help but think of my mother, Ma Pawn. She came to this country at the turn of the century, and she wanted to be a nurse. And she did not fulfill her dream. And I'm very sad. She did not fulfill her dream. And my father, she was a great nutritionist. Natural. And Papa, my papa, he only went through the sixth grade. And when he was working at Wisconsin Steel, the higher-ups said, hey, Petted, that's his name, Petted, you have potential. We're going to send you back to school. He was so frightened of change, he couldn't do it. But he gave me the best gift of all. Not only his love, but his work ethics. Pa would get up at 4:30 in the morning to get the furnace going to make sure that we were all nice and warm. And Pa would say, if your work isn't done by 10 o'clock in the morning, you have wasted your whole day. All right, let's go back to the second act. For example, maybe you want to start your own business. But let's go to the interview. Let's say that you know that this is the job that you want, and you're not quite ready to be your own boss. Speaking with power can land you a job. But you have to have purpose. You have to know where you're going, what you're doing, and how are you going to get there. Oh, how wondrous is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your passport to your future, your branding, your signature, your identity. Your voice defines who you are, what you are, and where are you going. So when you sit down very quietly and decide what it is that you want to do, be true to your heart. Give birth to your dreams. You see, this is the only time you have. This is the only time that you have. Life is not a dress rehearsal. So you're thinking about starting a new career in the second half of your life? Hey, if you've reached 50, you're a survivor. But are you 50 or fabulous? You're half a century old. What are you going to bring to the table? Do you have faith in what you're going to do? But you must have vision. You have to believe in you. Because you see, if you don't, nothing is going to happen. And then you're going to go back to all of the people that are telling you how to live your life. This is your life. You're the architect of it. Oh, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But you have to have vision. And faith opens doors for us and leads to new ways of being, to testing and to risking. You have to take a risk in your second act of life. Don't let fear hold you back. You know, we may not be able to see faith or touch it, but we can feel it. If you truly believe in you, that tells you what you can do. If you have faith in you, you have vision. Fear tells us what we cannot do. And it takes practice. You're all in the habit of habitual thinking, and it's toxic and it's negative. What you're going to have to do today, right now, to enter into silence and say nothing. Let there be nothing, just complete silence. If you can't do it for long, it's okay. Take 1 or 2 minutes, but don't let any chicken chatter enter. None whatsoever. No chicken chatter. You know, Sidney Harris said, every rule in the book can be broken except one. Be who you are and become all that you were ever meant to be. And now that you're in the second act, this is a perfect time for you to seize your dream. Get ready. Get set. Go. Give birth to that dream. And you're going to give birth to it by listening to the small, still voice within, knowing that it knows the rightness of my livingness. You are amazing. You are powerful. Until tomorrow, remember to always be in your best elements. Kathy Watson, au revoir.